Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules. Rule number one, no touching of the hair or face.
Of course. Go.
And that's it. Go. Now, let's do this.
Nothing can stop me. I'm all the way up.
Dynamite drop in, Monty. That broadcast school has really paid off.
Put my mic on!
And what's going on, everybody? Dave Destruction Sturcio here at Casa Destruction, live for episode 9 of Destruction 101. How is everybody doing out there? I am just Jim Dandy. A lot going on. A lot more than I expected to go on. But there is a lot going on in the world of Dave Destruction, and more so in the world of Dave Sturcio. Imagine that. I finally get to use my real name in a lot of different forums. So I'm excited about that. First and foremost, thank you for listening. Thank you for downloading, subscribing, leaving a review, a rating. Right now we are up to 23 five-star ratings. I would definitely really, really appreciate if you can actually make that just a little more. I know Conversation with the Big Guy with Ryback and Pat Buck have about 150, so, and they got about a trillion listens. So I, first of all, awesome, because I'm, you know, an advocate and a spokesperson have you for that show, because it's my favorite show. It gets me through my workout on Mondays, especially my cardio. Go check them out on iTunes. I am coming to you exclusively on the Shining Wizards Network. You can find them at ShiningWizardsNetwork.com, and all the shows on the network are there. I'm also on iTunes. I am also on WrestlePro Online/listen. You can find me three different ways. You can find me on the Twitter. You can find me on all sorts of awesome things. And coming up, obviously, for WrestlePro, March 11th, we are back at our house, the Rahway Rec Center. Stacked card as usual. I mean, I don't expect anything less. Last night we announced that Pat and Kevin have found themselves a partner in Mario Bacara to take on the Hit Squad and Homicide. So I don't truly know if the Rahway Rec Center will ever be the same after that. So many more matches, including my good friend Chris Payne taking on Tommy Dreamer. Matt McIntosh takes on Shark Boy. So you know how Matt McIntosh has been hating all the gimmicks, and a thorn in his side is Hot Dog Stark. So I can only imagine what's going to happen when Shark Boy takes on Matt McIntosh. Also announced the triple threat match. Craven Varro, Fala Ba, and Nikos Rikos with Nikki. There's a lot going on, man. And I would definitely check it out. I know special guests include Bruce Pritchard. Joey Ryan will be in the house. He takes on the now solo Beefcake Charlie. There's a lot going on, and I hope that to see all of you there. It is our last stop before the big show in Orlando. And I'm not talking about the big show on Raw. I'm talking about the big show in Orlando. We're getting closer and closer, and I'm so jazzed up, and I'll get more into that as I go. So I guess the first thing I want to announce coming up, as you're listening to this, I'm probably broadcasting. I'm broadcasting live from Franklin High School for the girls' senior. Why did I say senior? As if all of them are seniors. Varsity are attempting to win a state title. So I'm going into round one, and if they win, I'll be booked again on Friday for round two. So that's pretty cool. So yeah, as you're listening to this, you're hearing my voice here, and you can also hear my voice on live stream, which you can find. I'll always post the link. Live stream is actually a really cool thing. I might want to bring this up to Buck on how to put our product out there live as it's happening. Howard Gaber and the HSG Network and HSG Productions have done a phenomenal job getting their product out there, and I've been, you know, busting ass with my partner, John Kelly. John Kelly, you formerly on MSG Varsity, so the guy's got a lot of experience. He knows a lot of people. He went to Fordham. So, you know, he's Michael Kay's protege almost, I guess you could say, or in the works. So a lot of fun working with him. So, yeah, I'm doing that right now as you guys listen to that. But as I record this, I'm doing it tomorrow. So other than that, now coming up Saturday, now I haven't announced this, I don't think. I'm not sure. Again, the timing of this thing usually drops around 5, 6 o'clock at night on Wednesday. So as you're listening to this, I might have dropped it. I might not have dropped it. I have been asked to help out Ryback with his signing over at the big event. So I'm very, very excited about this. Why? Because I'm helping out Ryback and I'm a big fan of his and passionate about all of his products. And I can't tell you right now, I've never had such great success in the gym in all my years of lifting. And that's you know, since I was like 22, 23 years old. So yeah, I got a very late start on the gym. Even when I was playing sports, I wasn't a very big gym goer. I was just naturally okay, you know, without the weights. And it, you know what? Lifting weights back then wasn't taken as seriously as it is right now. And nowadays where you need a strength and conditioning coach for every sport. Which I applied for at Franklin High School, and I just met the the sports director. Is that what they're called? Oh, athletic director, AD. Yeah, there you go. I met the AD of Franklin High School, and he said he's going to work me into the mix for coaching going forward in 2017. Maybe next school year, maybe football over the summer for the 2 days and all that jazz. But yeah, so I'm excited about that. Where was I going? Yeah, the big event with Ryback. I'm excited for this big event only because I've never been to a big event or any of these signing convention things. And I looked at that list, man. Holy shit. The amount of people that are going to be there is... And listen, I know it's a wrestling thing, but two people on the list I want to meet more than anything else is Dennis Rodman and Mike Tyson. Mike fucking Tyson is going to be there. I gotta meet him. I don't know how I'm gonna do it. I'm not gonna, like, all these you nutso fans out there pay all these like sorts of money. I don't know how it works. Like, do you get one ticket? Do you got to go to each individual? Because that's a lot of money for you guys to be spending. But hey, listen, to each his own. I mean, if that's what you're passionate about, go for it. Yeah, so I'm gonna go there early. When is the signing? 10 to 3. So I'll be there. Hopefully, I guess 9 o'clock. So I'll leave here around 7:30, 8 o'clock on a Saturday. And that's what you got to do, man. You know, the old me would say, oh, but that's my day to sleep in. That's my day to get a couple extra Z's. But you know what? It's done. Those days are numbered, man. I'm tired of just sitting back and, you know, letting a lot of opportunities fly by. So I'm up and at them every weekend now. Either if I'm not booked, I'm at the gym. You know, there's a lot of stuff going on. So the big event, basketball is re-released. I'm looking at this, you know, notes because there's so much shit to cover. I will be going and recording with the Struggles podcast tomorrow night. Well, as you're listening to this, I will be recording later on in this evening, Wednesday night, with the Struggles Spotlight Series podcast. I've checked out some of their stuff. They're really putting over a lot of our product. They did a great interview with Matt McIntosh. So check them out on Twitter at TheStruggles23. Their SoundCloud, I believe I posted it on Facebook. Go check them out. So that should be fun. It's always good to cross-promote. I always firmly believed in that, and I always firmly believe in supporting other podcasts that are worth supporting. You know, from the top to the bottom, you know, I support Conversation with the Big Guy. I support the Spotlight Series. I also support guys like JP Mayer, who... No matter how many people told him to stop and knock it off and stop with the podcasting, he never stopped. And he keeps going and going and going. He's like the fucking Energizer Bunny. So kudos to you, JP, for not giving up and not telling everybody, you know, basically telling everybody to go scratch and keep on keeping on, you know. So that's awesome. And I think, you know, when you do the combo episodes with Colin West, he's another funny voice of podcasting. He's very knowledgeable. So keep on rocking, you guys. But anyway, the last couple days, I've been posting, you know, I come up with my own social media posters, have you. I mean, I don't really know. It's like PixArt. It's like real easy shit, but like I put some time into it to list my dates, to list my contact information. And somebody made a suggestion. My buddy KC, who I've known forever. He was my first backyard wrestling match. True story. Still looking for the footage, because if we find the footage, it is going to be brutal. Had it been no older than 13. So anyway, yeah, he's like, you should look into a LinkedIn account. And I know I created this a long time ago when I was trying to find myself a career while I was working with my dad as an assistant warehouse supervisor. I knew I had to find something else or something better, so I definitely created one. So I actually, you know, did the whole lost my password, and they sent it back, and I logged on. And since you don't update it, like, if you don't update it, it, like, carries over. So currently, according to this LinkedIn profile of mine, I've been working for my dad for, like, 8 fucking years. So it made no sense, because I haven't worked with him since 2009, 2006, 2007? My brain is so rattled lately. There's so much information being tossed at me, I just forget shit. But yeah, so I updated all that, and I found out that once you hit like 500 connections, your search thingy, like I guess the likelihood, just like leaving a 5-star review on iTunes, when people search for, I want to listen to a wrestling podcast, if you have enough 5-star reviews, you're going to come up. So guys like Bill Simmons and part of the Interruption and all the ESPN shit and Adam Schefter and all those guys are the ones that are coming up immediately when it comes to sports podcasts. And then you got the Talk is Jericho and Stone Cold and Bruce Pritchard is on the rise. And those guys are coming up immediately when you search for wrestling podcasts. So anyway, so I found out that if you have 500 or more connections, that you will come up in people's searches. Now, right now I stand at like 121, and I had 3 going into this thing. So I really networked my ass off and added as many people as I could with the same categories as me, and obviously my own personal friends that I find out there, my stepmom, my stepsister, my sister-in-law, you know, stuff like that. Like, I'll be adding them in order to network. And now this isn't me saying I want to drive a forklift. This is me saying I'm a broadcaster with 10 years experience. This, that, and the other. I'm going to, you know, still update it with all my websites and all my links and update the resume and all that good shit. But anyway, long story short, somebody hit me up, Mr. Dave Rubel of NJ Sports Media. What this is he's been doing this since I was driving a Zamboni. And yes, if you don't know who I am, I did that for like 3 years of my life. I drove a Zamboni. If you don't know what a Zamboni is, it's the big machine that cleans the ice at hockey games. So that's what I was doing, believe it or not. Now you're all like, oh my God, that's so cool. Yeah, it was an easy pickup line too when I was at the bars back in the day. I was like, you want to ride my Boney? That was fucking perfect. But so anyway, this guy, I used to do the PA announcing for a team called the Woodbridge Wolfpack. I don't know if they exist anymore, but they're a hockey team that was there when I was, you know, working at the ice rink. And I used to do the PA announcing, so I would use my PA voice, you know. I would announce the goals, announce the penalties, whatever a PA announcer does. Announcements, advertisements, shit like that. So he actually finds me. I mean, he used to call me the voice of the wolf pack, and that's when I was 18, 19 years old. So I didn't pay any mind. I didn't go to broadcasting school yet. I just had that voice. And I still think I have a decent voice. I mean, if you're listening to this now, I'm no longer 6, so maybe I sound a little better than past episodes. But anyway, so I was the PA guy, and he always called me the voice of the Wolfpack, and we kind of always kept in touch because he's a Yankee season ticket holder. So therefore, I was able to go through him to get my Yankee tickets, and he's got great seats. Behind home plate, upper deck. The best seats in the house, to me at least. I mean, yeah, you can go to the bleachers. That's the fun, rowdy crowd. But like, if you want to see the entire field, upper deck behind home plate is just money. Like, you could track everything from every fly ball. Even, you know, I shouldn't say that, because every fly ball looks like it's gone. At first, you're like, you hear that, and you're like, oh my God, and it's like a pop up to the second baseman. Anyway, so he finds me on LinkedIn. Like, within 2 days of having my LinkedIn account updated, he sends me an email saying, let's talk. I literally, as I record this, right before I recorded this, after my workout for about 20 minutes, I talked to Dave Rubel. And lo and behold, you know, I'll probably announce this later on tonight, but I'm going to be working with NJ Sports Media on all their stuff, including broadcasting games, including interviewing coaches, including basically advertising and trying to get local schools in his county, in my county, wherever counties, and basically put a reel together for them and try to promote their product so they can get more teams. He's talking to me about calling baseball, calling basketball, calling hockey, which hockey, I can tell you right now, it's probably the hardest sport to call. I mean, you can call it, but if you don't know the names of the players, it's like back and forth. It's like, it's insane. Like at the protein burps right now, which sucks. Hold on. Oh boy. Yeah, that was a good one. But yeah, though, if you follow me on Snapchat at DaveDestruction2, I've been putting up my recipes for my shakes. I finally mastered the shake that I used to have at Extreme Gym in Edison. I used to have it every day when I dated that fucking awful person. When we used to go to the gym, I used to, the perk of going to that gym was, yes, seeing her do like deadlifts, but at the same time, it was getting this one shake that I just couldn't, oh my God, it was amazing. I finally mastered it. I don't know how I did it. Blueberries, peanut butter, the I So Hungry, protein, all sorts of shit. Tastes like gold. Anyway, so yeah, NJ Sports Media has all this stuff. I mean, he's a photographer at heart, but he's been expanding, and what he wants to do is start basically from the ground up with me at the helm. So now, again, like, this is what I'm talking about. This is like the positivity shit. Like, the book The Secret taught me that if you think the good stuff is going to happen, it's going to happen. I can't stress this enough. If you're going around saying, I hate my life, I'm miserable, time for a new me, change this, I hate this, I have depression. Nah, man, this is on you. You have to wake up every morning and say, I'm going to kick the shit out of today. I don't care if you bag groceries. I don't care if you're the fucking CEO of a business. I don't care if you scrub toilets. Huh? Huh? You saw what I did there? But anyway, I don't care what you do. Just be the best at it, and things will fall into place. I swear to God, all Pat had to do was tell me, hey, we're going to have broadcasting and play-by-play and commentary going forward. And that was like the start of like, God knows what. Like, look at all the shit that I'm doing right now. And it's only because I believe in myself. And I talked, and I said this yesterday, and I'll release the name today because why the fuck not. Pat Kenny, otherwise known as Simon Diamond, okay? One of my closer friends now. We talk every so often. I usually see him over the holidays. We have a beer on Christmas Eve and all that shit. I'm in with that crew now. And I finally reached out to him. Now, if you don't know what Simon Diamond is doing nowadays, he's an agent for TNA. Okay, and TNA has been going through a whole heap of changes lately. So anyway, I was like, you know what? Let me just shoot him a line. Like, it's not that, like, it's all about marketing. Marketing yourself. Do it yourself. You cannot rely on other people to market shit for you. You just can't do it. I'm sorry. Like, and this is something I have a constant conversation with Payne about, because he's trying. I said I wasn't sick, and here I am sniffling. He's trying to get booked at all these other places, but his social media skills are eh. So I told him, he's a friend of mine, and this brought up another idea. Why don't I become a social media manager for independent wrestlers who can't market themselves for shit? Because A, they might not know how to say, what to say. B, what picture to use. C, which hashtags to use to get the most eyes on your product. Listen, I'm the guy, and I'm going to announce that later tonight, so don't try to steal the fucking idea, or I will kick your ass. And just because I'm out of the ring doesn't mean I can't real fight you, so don't try any fucking slick shit. But anyway, I've been cursing a lot, and I don't want to do that. But anyway, where was I going with all of this shit? Oh, NJ Sports Media. So, the positivity. Stay up. You know, I said this to Money Morales the other night. I said, nothing can stop me. I'm all the way up. It's in my intro song, for Christ's sake. Nothing can stop me except me. And it's funny because I thought the other day I was having like a slip up. You know, like, listen, I'll tell you right now. What I do as my quote 9 to 5 is technically my 7:30 to 2:30, whatever the case may be. What I do on that is making the money for me. Am I making leaps and bounds, just piles of cash? No. I'm not making the cash that I want to be making. So therefore, I am pushing and pushing and pushing for more bookings and more companies to work for, to get paid, to do what I love. Am I okay? Yes, I'm fine. I'm not struggling by any stretch of the imagination. But I'm just telling you that you're not going to make the millions right away. You have to grow and progressively get better at what you're doing. Yeah, so just nothing can stop you except you. I'm not going to turn into fucking Tony Robbins. I said freaking cursed again. I'm not going to turn into Tony Robbins and tell you a million things that'll just boost your ego. What did I do? I read The Secret. I got my mind right. I follow Ryback on Twitter, and I do certain things, and I listen to Pat Buck and everything he says, and I listen to the people that are older than me and have been around the block as far as production work, and I work for a lot of cool people. There's a lot of things going on. Speaking of that, WrestleCon. This is something I did today, and this is something that a couple people, you know, not naming names, have hit me up saying, hey, I want in. Okay, first of all, I did my own marketing for this, okay? I did my own research for this. So the fact that I landed something, I don't need you to ride my shit. And this is not a knock on anybody who's going to, but it's something that I'm marketing myself. I pride myself right now, currently, as probably the best marketing podcast out there as far as promoting it, as far as shooting it to as many people as I possibly can, as far as giving you the amount of things or ways to download it. Okay, there's a reason why one of the episodes had 30,000 effing downloads, man. There's a reason for that. It's because I market and I push. And I'm telling you right now, and I said this on Instagram, and I usually don't post, like, quotes on Instagram. I think that's kind of, whatever, like, just sissy stuff. I don't know. I just feel like people are just like, the sun will come out tomorrow. Like, no shit. But I'm saying, like, there was one thing that said, I don't remember verbatim, but it was like, I'll promote myself as much as I possibly can, and those that get sick of it will get rid of me, fine, or those that see it and are inspired. They're inspired to chase their dreams. Like when Money Morales hits me up on a random like morning when I'm at school and saying, I got this, I'm going to chase this shit, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. That's awesome. I look at him like my, not so much apprentice, because that's just weird, but like, my protege, my the guy that's trying to get a start in the business like I did. You know, I got about 4.5 to going on 5 years in professional wrestling of being around it. Not so much all the experience in the world in the ring, you know, but like I'm saying, like just being around the business. So I know how to market myself. I know what to do. So WrestleCon, what I found, and this is, anybody can do this, okay? I looked into it. I found it. I did it myself. I found out that the Podcast Movement, which is a Twitter account on Twitter, obviously, with 18,000 or 19,000 followers, and they only follow 6,000 people, and now I am one of them. I found out that they are setting up a booth. I don't know what this is going to look like. I don't know if it's going to be free. I don't care. Okay, they're setting up a booth down there at WrestleCon, at the convention center, where you are allowed to block off 1 hour to record your own shit. I am doing that. 1,010% I'm doing that. Why? Because there's going to be so many people down there. There's going to be so much networking opportunities involved that there's no reason why I wouldn't do that. I'm trying to make a name for myself in this crazy, crazy world of broadcast production, and this is how you do it. Now, here's my thing. This is what I think might happen. They let me reserve the spot for free. They didn't say anything about a price. Okay, nothing was about a price. Maybe they just want to advertise themselves, which is fine. But I'm inkling that maybe they charge you to produce it. Like, hey, you just recorded it. Let us cut it up and we'll send it to you and you can post it as your own. I don't know. But I don't care either. Whatever it is, whatever it costs, I'm going to do it. For Christ's sakes, I'm flying myself down to Orlando, Florida. Yes, am I involved in WrestlePro? Yes. But I'm saying, like, there's more to WrestleCon than WrestlePro. WrestlePro is going to be there. I'm so jacked up about that and traveling with the boys and having a great time and partying my balls off. But at the same time, I have to use this as a networking tool. So anybody going down there, and it's funny because I've actually seen independent wrestlers post that they're going down. They're going down, okay? They don't have a gig. They don't have a spot. They don't have a match. They don't have shit. They're just going down. I'm pretty sure. It might have been Rude Boy Riley. I could be completely wrong. He could be booked somewhere else. I'm not sure. But I think he said, hey, I'm going to Orlando. Because guess what? 9 times out of 10, you will be used on some kind of show. So he's getting himself down there. Nobody's flying him down there. He's going on his own dime. So if you want this bad enough, you will fly on your own dime and you will go get it. And that's what I'm doing. So from 11 o'clock to 12 o'clock on Saturday, April 1st, I will be recording Destruction 101 at WrestleCon. Now, if it all falls to shit, because sometimes these things do, who knows? This is the first I've known. Listen, all I did was sign a fucking thing on an email, and they gave me a confirmation letter saying, okay, we got you. But like, what if it falls apart? I have no idea. But guess what? I'm taking all this shit, not all this shit, my mic, my headphones, and my computer, and I'm going down to Orlando with it. So I'm going to be recording down there regardless. So I don't care if it falls apart. If it stands and it's something that I can take advantage of, I'm going to do that. So WrestleCon, awesome. Can't wait. I might find a guest. I might find a guest for that. So even better. You know, a guy like Payne is down to vent, you know. And coming up later on today in this episode, you will hear Gino Gotz kicked in the head week one. All right, something I've kicked around, no pun, well, I guess kind of a pun, kicked around with him as I want to incorporate him because I think he's a funny motherfucker. That's what I think. Gino Gotz is a funny dude, and he's been in this business just as, if not, you know, just as long as me. Even when I was wrestling, he was working with Pro Wrestling Powerhouse. So, like, he has a little experience with the broadcast field as well. So, why not just give him a rub? Like, I think it's funny. And what he sent me over is actually pretty good. So, I think you'll get a laugh out of it. Yeah, so that's all the stuff that's going on. I mean, and it's just endless possibilities. So many wrestling companies to work for. I've been marketing myself. I reached out to Joe Bellini at Warriors of Wrestling. I didn't think I was going to do that, but then, you know, Chris Steeler told me to do it. I did it. And then Joe came back and said, I don't know what the hell you're talking about. So that was fun. That was my first negative impact of the week. He's like, I don't know what you're saying. We have commentary for the last 4 years. And here Steeler's like, well, they're starting commentary. So, like, totally miscommunication there. But no worries. He said if he's ever short a guy, he's going to call me up. So, again, network. I know it sounds like a broken record. But if it's something that you truly want to do, and like I said, if it's not broadcasting, it's something else. You know, it's something else. Whatchamacallit. So, yeah, there's just a lot of shit going on, man. So, again, positivity is key. Lots of stuff going on. I'm going to take a break. I don't know how long I've been going, but I figured this is a good chance to break because when we come back, I'll talk about a couple things that happened in my real life, which is actually somewhat funny. Somewhat entertaining. We'll get the Gino Gotz kicked to the head. We'll get to a couple of the sports topics that I wanted to touch on. And then we'll do the Facebook Live for 5, which, again, I don't know how successful this is going to be. It might not be successful at all. Nobody might watch. I don't really care. I'll be back right after this.
What do you hear? What do you say? Welcome to the first edition of Kicking Ahead with Gino Gotz. I'm Gino Gotz, and I'm here exclusively on the Destruction 101 podcast hosted by my paisan, Dave Sturcio. This week, I want to talk about you, my adoring fans. I go from show to show, from event to event, talking to all of you wonderful, beautiful people. I know that my personality and my happiness and that glow about me attracts all of you to have just the utmost confidence and respect to have a conversation with somebody such as myself. But then you guys, you get a little too comfortable. You guys, every time we get started having a friendly conversation, you guys have to ruin it. You guys have to go, hey, do you know who you remind me of? No, motherfucker. Who the fuck do I remind you of? What douchebag do you think I remind you of? Huh? Tell me. Please tell me. I'm waiting. Go ahead. Tell me. Huh? No? Okay. All right. And if that isn't bad enough, you want to get a little funnier. You want to get a little more personal. You want to tell me to go home and get my shine box. Oh, all right. Joke's on you, tough guy. My shine box? Come with me over to my trunk. I'll open it up. I'll let you search around. If you got any problems with that, you can go ahead and ask Shining Edward Jackson if my trunk is the place that you want to be searching around. Isn't that right, Eddie? Give me back my Wawa, you stealing prick, you. Anyways, here's my advice to you. Keep the conversation friendly. Keep your thoughts and your funny moments to yourselves because your family might miss you. Accidents happen every single day. And God forbid something tragic would happen to a classy fella like you. Now, if you have any questions or comments, I'd love to hear them. I can't wait to hear the intelligent crap that spews out of your brains. Now, if you want to do that, you can find me on Twitter at @Gino_Gotz. That's GINO_GOTZ. I'm looking forward to hearing from you, and we'll talk about it more next week. This has been Kicking the Head with Gino Gotz, exclusively on Destruction 101 Podcast. And remember, folks, you're only as good as your last envelope, so keep that hustle going.
Thank you, Gino Gotz. See, that was funny. I think it was funny. At least it popped me. He tried it once. I said, do it again. He tried it twice. Perfect. I loved it. Tune in for that. That'll be my going out of commercial sponsor. Will be Gino Gotz's Kicked in the Head. It reminds me of Pesci. That's what he was getting at. So anyway, Gino Gotz, thank you very much for that. So now this is actually really funny. Well, not funny, because sometimes people could consider it kind of scary. Over the weekend, I got a message from one of my friends who I've been friends with for quite some time. And she says to me, I thought you might want to know this, but this guy, Swing King 34, is using your pictures on his Plenty of Fish account. Okay. First of all, didn't know Plenty of Fish was still a thing. There's just so much shit out there right now, what's the swipe thing? Tinder, and then now I heard there's Bumble, and I heard there's just, basically there should be an app saying, let's fuck, because that's all it is. Nobody's looking for love, you know, they're not looking for that stuff, they're looking to freaking dent some headboards. But anyway, so yeah, somebody's using my pictures, and I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. So I look at the profile. I was mad about certain things because obviously they're not trying to be me, but they're trying to describe themselves while using pictures of me. So therefore, they're 5'11". No, I'm 6'1 and a half. You're off by 2.5 inches, and that's probably all you're packing too, my friend. But anyway, so yeah, 6'1 and I'm 6'1 and a half. Their profile. They have hazel eyes. I have brown. They're in construction. I am destruction. So totally missed the boat on that one. And, you know, just a summary of things. They said they like country music. I fucking hate country music. I think it's the worst music ever created. The only thing good about country music is the girls that dress up at country concerts and the tailgates. That's it. That is it. There's nothing more about, I'm going to drink my whiskey and drink some more whiskey, America. It's like, what the fuck? It's all the same shit to me. It literally sounds all the same to me. It really does. And, I don't know, just annoying. So anyway, yeah, so this, I told the girl, I said, shoot this guy a message and tell him that I'm going to kill him. So, but anyway, I do have a story, and it, you know, I think it's funny. And I've seen this girl recently, which is kind of weird, on Facebook. So it was kind of awkward that I was like, oh my God, that's the girl. So anyway, I was once upon a time, I did have a Plenty of Fish account. Had to be 2010, I don't know, right before I met some other really nice girl, so I had a Plenty of Fish account. So, you know, you're looking around, you're basically judging everybody by their picture. I don't give a shit what they said they like, because you don't care, because you know what this is all about. So I had one of these accounts. So I found some girl, I thought she was cute, I was like, oh, she seems harmless, she seemed harmless at the time. So, you know, we get to talking or whatever. So we're literally talking for one day straight, just messages back and forth about, you know, just kind of getting to know each other. Post all the rest of the shit you read on the actual website. So we're talking, blah, blah, blah. So we finally, at the end of this, I said, you know what, let's exchange numbers, you know. So here's my number, text me, so we don't have to keep messaging on this shit. So yeah, so she does that. So we start texting. Next thing you know, I'm like, all right, well, I'm going to go now. And I had plans to meet up with my friends to watch the Mets and the Yankees. And so she goes, okay, where are you headed? And I'm like, I'm going out. Like, this, I'm talking to this girl for less than 8 hours, okay? So I was like, I'm just going to go out with my friends. And so I'll hit you up later. Like, I wasn't Mr. Get Attached right away and, oh my God, I got to meet you. Like, I was interested, but not that interested. So I was like, all right, I'm going to go. So, obviously, she has my number now. So, now, I go out. This is before Facebook was big. So there's no checking in. There's just going out. Okay. There's no checking into where you're at. So there's no rhyme or reason to tell anybody where you're going unless you make plans with certain people. Obviously, yeah, Facebook existed, but like there was nobody really checked in to places like they do now. I mean, the people are fucking checking in every 5 seconds. Me being one of them. I think it's funny. So I'm at Big Shots in Woodbridge, and that's where I used to go all the time. I just recently went this past Friday, so I still, typically go just to say hello to, the bartenders that I know and just always see familiar faces and shit. So anyway, so this is, was it 7 years ago? Yeah. So I'm out there, I'm watching the Yankees and the Mets game. So I get a text. Hey, she knows where I'm from, the vicinity. She knows I'm in Woodbridge, right? So she said, hey, how's the game? And it's like the first inning. And I'm like, oh, it just started. She's like, oh, that's great. I'm going out too. And I'm like, oh, cool. Have a good time. Again, not saying shit to anybody. So I said, have a good time. She's like, where are you? And I'm like, oh, I'm just out at the bar with my friends. She's like, well, I'm going to Woodbridge Mall to go shopping first, and then I'm going out. I said, oh, cool. She's like, are you close to there? And I'm like, yeah, I'm at Big Shots. Okay. I swear to God, no more than 15 minutes later, I'm watching the Yankees and Mets, and I got a tap on my shoulder. This is a true story. I cannot make this up. A tap on my shoulder. I turn around, and it's the girl. And she's like, hi. And I'm like, oh, my God. Hi. How you doing? She's like, oh, well, you told me where you were, so I figured if you need a company to watch the game. And I'm like, I told you that I'm going to be with my boys, and there they all are. So, like, all my boys are looking at me like, who the fuck is this girl? And I'm like, and I swear to you, I swear on everything holy, I didn't know her name. When I exchanged numbers, I saved her name under, like, her username, which I don't even recall what it was, so I didn't know her name. So she looks around. She's like, oh, aren't you going to introduce me to your friends? And I'm like, what the fuck is going on here? Like, I don't even know you. I've known you for 7 hours. So then I finally said, guys, this is. And I said, how do you say your name again? And it was the most basic name. Like, I'm talking like Kim. It wasn't Kim, but that's how basic it was. Like, and I'm like, ah, that's right. And she's like, did you not know my name? I was like, of course I knew your name. I was like, I'm just messing around with you. I'm a funny guy, So yeah. So finally, I'm like, you know what? I'm getting very tired. Because now I'm getting text messages from my friends who are standing right next to me. Like, what is this? So I finally said, you know what? I got to get rid of her. I don't know how. I was like, you know what? I'm not feeling very well. I want to go home. She's like, do you want me to go home with you? And I'm like, what the fuck? No, I'm good. I just want to go home. I want to go to sleep. I'm not feeling well. She's like, well, at least you're going to walk me to my car. I was like, sure. If you're going to leave at the same time as me, I'll walk you to your car. Walk her to her car. She's like, aren't you going to make a move? And I'm like, make a move? What? What is happening here? So I'm like, yeah, I'll give her a kiss goodnight. So I gave her a kiss goodnight. She's like, it was so fun hanging out with you today. I'm like, hey, yeah, we were there for 15 minutes together. And I'm like, all right, well, you know what? It was a pleasure meeting you. I'm sure, I'll text you later on tonight. So she gets in her car. She drives off. I gave her the old salute, like the wave goodbye, like, goodbye, nice seeing you. I walk back into the bar and finished up the game with my boys. Never spoke to her again. So that's why I stopped at the dating websites and just, it was, so that brought, when I heard that somebody was using my picture, and then, what really bugs me is that they used a picture of me and my brother and my sister-in-law, which really, like, pissed me off. I'm like, all right, it's one thing to use me, but now you're trying to create your own family. That's mine. And there's nobody more important in my life than my family. And you're trying to fuck, are you kidding? So, SwingFan34, if you're on Plenty of Fish, shoot him a message and tell him I'm looking for him. So, anyway. And another story, just this past weekend. I went to the Stress Factory to see one of my favorite comedians, Brett Ernst. Now, if you go to a comedy club, you should be like expect the expected, meaning there's no funnier joke in the world than race jokes, than gay jokes, than all these other jokes. Like they're jokes. That's and he literally he had a Brett Ernst has a gay brother, so he was just saying like, oh, I should have known he was this when he had Marilyn Monroe posters on his side of his room. It's like making like light of the situation because some people go through a lot. And we've talked about that on a lot of previous episodes. So anyway, so he's going off. I mean, he's hitting every race, white, black, Hispanic, whatever, Latino, as fucking Trump would say. But yeah, so he's hitting them all. And it is right from behind us, I can hear like a rumbling of something going on. And it was this big, big, like 350-pound black guy. And he was pissed about something. What I'm being told from people that were closer to the situation, that it was a bill issue. Like, I guess he was charged too much. So as soon as he realized that he was making a ruckus, everybody started looking at him. So as soon as all eyes were on him, he got real bent out of shape and started yelling at the comedian as if the comedian said something wrong. And it was definitely not the case. So now this guy is really causing a scene. And I'm with a couple of my friends who are in law enforcement, okay? And the guy gets out of control and he starts like shoving people. So before I knew it, well, I can blink my eyes. And this guy was on the ground in like a fucking rear naked choke. So I find that funny because I'm like, all right, you're at a comedy show, man. Laugh a little bit. Like, is that hard? Like, that was my weekend. That was the start of my weekend on Friday. Friday, I went out to Big Shots. Saturday, I went out to the comedy club. Sunday, I did nothing. But yeah, so that was my story for like, but the it's just crazy how like things escalate so goddamn quick. And it's like, wow, relax. Take life a little less serious. I think that's the way to go about things. Just take it a little less serious. Speaking of taking life less serious, I'm going to touch on one topic that I didn't think. I was going to touch on some sports, but it seems like it's more of like a life podcast today, which I guess I hope you're enjoying. I mean, I think it's funny. But anyway, so there's a life lesson. I've read on social media a lot, and if this touches home to you, I'm sorry. And like, I'm apologizing in advance, but there's something that kind of bothers me. And it's the epidemic of people dying of overdoses. Young people. I'm talking my age or younger. You know, I'm always seeing these posts saying, he was so young, she was so young, this shouldn't have happened to her, I can't believe this. If you have the problem, reach out and help. And then you get the white knights, yeah, if you need help, I'm here. Like, it's, all right. You have to make the conscious choice to stick a needle in your arm for the first time. And as blunt as that is, I know this kind of turned into like negative, not negative town, but like just real. You made that decision to start. Nobody, and I don't want to hear shit about peer pressure because you've seen people drop dead from these drugs. Why start? And then you have some song and heroic dance about how you're clean now. You should have never been dirty. I don't know if that's the word for it. And like, it goes on multiple fronts. And kudos to the people that do clean their act up. I have a couple friends that suffered from different, you know, diseases, whether it be alcoholism or drug abuse, and they have cleaned their shit up. And kudos to you. I just don't get it. I mean, maybe somebody could bring it into light. Is it where you're from? Is it how you're raised? I don't really know, but I think that everybody has the conscious decision to start something. Like, it's awesome if you... I'm sorry. I don't know what happened there. It's awesome if you stop and you get clean, and that's great. And I'm really proud of you, and I root for your continued success. But when you drop dead, and people are calling it a bad batch... That's not it. Are you kidding? Just don't do it. I know this sounds cliche, but in fifth grade, I took a program called DARE, and it said don't do drugs. So I didn't do drugs. They said how bad they were. They said there would be jail time involved. They said all this bad shit about drug use. So what actually turned you down that street that said, you know what? Fuck what they just said. I'm going to do this anyway. And don't get me wrong, when I drink and I have like a lot of drinks and I'm feeling drunk and buzzed and all that shit, I'm having a good fucking time and I feel funny and I feel like I'm on top of the world sometimes. I get that, but you have to know your limit. I'm not an alcoholic. I can go pound beers back like nobody's business, but I don't crave it. I don't have to. So it just, as I said, if this touches home and you're listening to this saying, shit, man, I used to use, I hope he's not knocking me. I'm not knocking you. I swear to God, I'm not knocking you. I just don't get it. There's things in life that I'm not going to understand. This is one of them. I'm tired of reading about people dying of overdoses. It's just, it's heartbreaking. Because look what you're doing to the parents, the families, the friends involved. My best friend overdosed on pain medication and alcohol. A bad mix. Died in his sleep. So it pains me to hear and see this shit. And like I said, I'm not one to go down this road. I just don't. Help me understand why you do what you do and why you start. And I'm not talking about weed. I'm not talking about fucking smoking a joint or whatever you is for recreation. Like, whatever, man. I did that. I coughed for 7 hours straight. I never did it again. I was like, nah, nope, not for me. I'm going to die if I do this again. And maybe I just couldn't handle it. But I'm talking the hard shit, man. What goes through your head when you say, I'm going to try this? It bugs me. It bugs me to see and read about all these kids that are dying and literally royally screwing your family up because you decided to go down this path. And again, if you cleaned up and you stayed clean, kudos to you for getting your life back on track. I applaud you big time. But I just don't understand why you had to start in the first place. And maybe that's something you could talk to me about. I don't know. But let me try this live for five thing. Hold on 1 second as I set this up. So I did the live for five thing. I did. It went 20 minutes long. So I deleted it. And we'll do it better next time. So I'm going to wrap things up. I hope you guys enjoyed this a little bit different of an episode of episode 9 of Destruction 101. You can follow me on all my social media. Destruction 101 on Facebook. Dave Sturch on Twitter. I'm getting those followers up. It's awesome. Dave Destruction 2 on Snapchat. Follow me there for all my recipes for all my protein shakes. And yeah, WrestlePROOnline.com for all the information and tickets and all that good shit for the upcoming events. So thank you for tuning in. I will see you guys next week. Until next time.
Y'all ain't did it yet. All your niggas and all your guns, I done been to your Hell City, ain't seen that once. So gon' keep talking. I'ma catch your ass one day. Gon' keep walking. You don't really want gunplay. Swearin' you a G. Look close, no, you ain't. He done told me.